This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
I didn't realize that Kirk Cousins was in his school choir.
Psoriasis. I've got psoriasis.
It's not that.
Right.
But the kids sing.
Good for him. It's not.
Tom's won seven times, went to 10. He's on some beef, so maybe Kirk could win.
Wait, you can really sing.
Yeah. Since he's been gone.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
A licky boom boom down.
On 98.7 ESPN.
This is the 7 o'clock hour on the Wednesday. This is during, at the end of this hour, we hit the halfway point of the week.
By the way,
yes.
Because you know today is my favorite day.
When you love like, the Wednesday Stump Rothenberg, yes.
Yes, it is a stump day. Special treat for you today. Not only do I have a question.
All right.
I have sound to accompany the question.
It's going
to
be an audio question?
For the first time ever.
Is it someone other than yourself asking
yes.
the question? So you're not asking the question.
And it involves your favorite game show.
The Feud.
No.
Your Jeopardy.
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Wait, is it a Jeopardy question that you're...
Yep.
Really?
Well, it's good. It's a question. I'm going to ask you a question off the question. You'll get it when you hear it.
Yes. Nice. So this is Ken Jennings' audio.
No, it's not Ken Jennings. It might be. I don't know.
Well, he's the host of Jeopardy.
Yeah, I don't know when it happened, though. This is not.
Well, this could be an old-time
yes.
question.
I'm not 100%
sure. Might be an
Aaron
sure. Rodgers Jeopardy question.
It's possible. Could be
RJ,
Trebek.
Your VP.
RJ, check in there if you can tell whose voice is asking the question. You have a great ear for this.
Whose idea was this?
Mine.
This is yours, and you said, RJ,
yeah.
You brought the audio with you today?
I brought the
in
audio with
satchel?
Me. In a satchel?
Really?
Yeah. Unlike you, who doesn't carry a satchel.
Who's Magic Johnson?
Oh, no.
No, don't play it.
Diane?
It was Wayne
this
Gretzky.
Isn't the one. Wayne Gretzky. We're talking about hockey, not the NBA.
It's Why did you play it?
That's not the one. Is it?
RJ.
This is a different one.
You guys should probably lose your jobs.
RJ, I want him kicked out of the studio.
This is labeled.
I want him kicked out. He just put it in the computer.
This is not the. I'm not playing the same cut. It ended up being the same
RJ,
answer.
RJ, defend Raymond or attack Raymond. What just happened?
That was Trebek.
The one I'm looking at
yes,
is,
it was Trebek.
Is the one I'm looking at is like, well, first of all, if you knew what the sound clip was, how could you not know it was Trebek?
I didn't listen to...
Don't you change yes. the narrative and yell at him.
The clip I'm playing is labeled, it was put into the system back in 2014. So literally 10 years ago.
He's been saving this question for a decade and you
not,
just ruined the surprise.
It's not the same
yes,
clip.
Yes, it is. Is that the question?
It's not the same file, I should say.
RJ.
I've not listened to the file, so I don't know if... I didn't know
and
what
And you
it
know
was.
What's so frustrating about him? God forbid he say, that was my fault, I apologize. Now he
listen,
goes on the
listen,
defensive.
I'll apologize if it ends up, if that's ended up being the same cut. What I played is not the same
but
thing.
But why would you play it?
Why doesn't RJ open his mouth?
But
RJ,
why would I play anything? Why would I play anything?
But why would you play the audio of the question he was going to ask at 7:45?
I didn't know it was the question he was going to ask. It's a different cut entirely.
RJ, speak, say
Do you know
something.
How the system works? Do you look at the system and you see there's all different buttons
no.
that show up
No, we
there?
Don't look at the system. We don't know anything about the system. You guys handle the system.
Hockey,
we
the
handle
hockey,
the show.
The
that's
hockey
how it works.
Page that's staring you right in front of your face right now. You see how that works? There's different files that correspond to every audio clip. The one that I'm playing was put in back in 2014. How was I supposed to know?
Okay,
it's the
here's
same
what's gonna, here's
that
what's
RJ
happen
put
now.
In an
here's
hour
what's gonna
ago.
Happen now. I will not speak again on the show until RJ addresses the situation. I'm done.
Boy, this really went sideways. This really has not worked out well at all.
All because you had to ask a stupid question.
You know what's tough?
If you just kept your mouth shut.
This is my fault.
You started
how in the world could you possibly blame me for this?
You know what's tough is I was going to say... Alex Trebek. It's just like other people kept talking, and then the audio was playing. It just got away from me really fast. Like I had the answer.
You panicked.
No. I just didn't want to interrupt anybody. Like we were talking.
Right, because all of a sudden that's an issue on the show.
I don't jump in over people. I try not to.
I mean, it's all we ever do.
Oh,
I think I'm done.
So was that the question?
You know,
we didn't really hear the question
good.
Though.
Well, pretend you didn't.
Yeah.
No, pretend I mean, I heard Magic Johnson. Oh no, no, it's Wayne Gretzky. But I didn't hear what the question was.
Rick's question is off.
The question.
Yeah, that's not the question.
It was supposed to be funny audio leading into the actual question.
Right. So RJ, here, go after Raymond.
I can't. Well, here's the reason.
Because he understands the system.
Well, no, but here, I'll explain it quickly. They're just two things labeled differently. Raymond just wanted to find a Jeopardy. We have Jeopardy failures in our system.
So of all the Jeopardy sound we have, Raymond just so happened to pick the same audio that you were going to use?
That's exactly what happened.
If I type in Jeopardy in the system, if I type in Jeopardy,
yeah,
there are 40 different cuts that come up.
And he just happened to pick that one.
It's really just a poor.
What does that one say in the system? What does it say?
I don't know. I'd have to go through.
What is it labeled?
The one I'm looking at, it says Jeopardy answer.
That's it?
Yeah.
Well, I can't blame Raymond.
The one you're looking at is Jeopardy fail.
Yeah, I'm not looking at anything.
Here's the thing. Why would Raymond play that audio?
I think he was trying to play a Jeopardy fail.
Yeah, he didn't know.
Oh my God! Why do I play any drops here?
If that said like Jeopardy sports question fail, then we could have an issue. This is your fault.
This is your fault. I just defended you.
If you kept your mouth shut and you didn't do what you always do, which is keep asking follow-up questions.
To be fair,
right. I'm curious by nature.
We would never have got to this point.
Jennings question?
Shut up! Expecting Dave Roethlisberger to not have follow-up questions or follow-up comments. I mean, did you listen to the last segment about Kirk Cousins? We started talking about random people and cats and all sorts of shows and documentaries. And Revenge of the Nerds somehow again came up.
Nature. Yeah, I like to gather information.
You're a curious person. We know.
You know what?
I'll apologize to nobody.
I'm not asking you to apologize. That's the thing.
Today's the day. You guys it's time to rumble.
Rubble?
Rumble. Yes, rubble.
You heard rubble.
It's time for you guys just to settle this. Just each of you grab a weapon.
I don't want to fight, Rick.
Just grab a weapon and go at it.
What would I grab in here? What weapon? A hat? What am I going to grab?
Feel this.
No. What would I possibly grab? This call screener? This computer?
Oh, you don't use it anyway.
It's like Anchorman. Just grab a weapon.
Just grab something.
Yep.
If you understood the system, you would know.
Don't blame
you
me.
Would know.
But he doesn't.
Keeps asking questions. Just shut your mouth.
Fine.
And be excited for Stump Roethlisberger.
I can't wait for Stump
Roethlisberger. Is this a Ken Jennings question? I'm gonna punch you right in the face. The computer's almost broken now.
I can't believe that of all the things that I've done to be yelled at, this
would
be one of them.
Please, the exact question.
Wait, you're looking for things for things to yell at other people about and it gets turned around. You can't be upset. You can't be upset when it gets turned around on you.
Stop with the questions.
I'll ask no more questions.
Where in Florida? Well, where is that? Is that on the southern tip or the Gulf side?
Wait, you know what?
It's in Lake Okeechobee.
Yeah.
Okeechobee. All right. I want
back
people.
Roads, you know, like Okeechobee, whatever.
Am I okay? Was I okay to play that drop? Or was I allowed?
Wow.
Play whatever you want.
Oh, it's good.
Honestly, you know
it is getting. It is getting.
You know what? Here's Sauce Gardner.
If you really know what it is, what it takes to win.
Here's OG Anunoby.
A lot better.
Great, Mike Greaney.
If you're a Giant fan, and this is just for me, it's not from anybody.
He's terrific. You know, he plays to win.
Josh Hart.
He's elite on both sides of the ball.
More Josh Hart.
I think our pace. We played faster.
You're going to break it.
Cool. I'm not going to break it.
Uncle. You're going to break the machine.
Uncle. If I had more audio, I'd play it. I put everything that's on my screen right now. You want to hear Greeney again?
No. If you're a Giant fan,
yeah, Michael
and you're
K.
I think,
that's
and this
right.
is just for me.
You know what I'll do? Here's what I'll do. Here's Greeney.
You're a Giant fan. I think, and this is just for me. It's not from anybody. If they lose him just for a month,
stop.
Now you're spoiling all of this.
Now you're being crazy.
You're spoiling all of this.
Because you backed me into a corner, and like a cat, I'm going to come out clawing you right in the eye.
Yeah, we know.
Can you imagine if you're listening to the show for the first time, like starting at 7, like we have the wrong audio, played at the wrong time, we're playing 17 sound clips at once. And people thinking, wow, I really could work for ESPN. It's not that hard.
This completely goes.
These are the people who are tweeting at Rick overnight about the boat incident.
He's bringing up Saquon Barkley on the boat, and I'm being attacked here.
They're listening to this program right now, and they're agreeing with RJ. Yeah, I could definitely do what he does.
Some guy on our show yesterday broke down how Saquon was perfect in everything he did except for when he went on the boat in 2015.
I didn't specify what boat, and I didn't say 2015.
The boat.
No,
the,
I didn't say the
Giants boat trip.
On a boat.
Okay.
What you just did.
What did I do?
What you just did.
I'll do it again. Childish. Be careful.
Make it you fired.
How? You don't, why did he get fired? He played too much audio. Oh, yeah, yeah.
For the first time in history.
Mm-hmm. All they want is audio.
That was an outburst I've never seen before.
Hippie nerd tweets in, why in the world are we not on live television? This is unbelievable.
Hey, that was... I'll never forget that now.
What?
I've never seen anything like that.
That probably worked out better.
You're a 51-year-old man.
Yeah, now I am.
That just did that.
That just did what?
You know what you just did.
Do you understand how childish and immature and vindictive I can be?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, if we didn't, we do now.
Yeah. Anthony Brander, this has been the greatest 10 minutes of the show I've ever heard. Justin Knight, please stop. I'm crying laughing. I'm going to crash my car right now.
Let's hear from Sauce.
So what you boring jackasses bring is just, you know, audio you shouldn't play. I change the narrative. I make this exciting. Titillating. That's what I do.
Whew.
Gary Cole could be out for the season, sounds like.
Good transition.
Yeah. I mean, how could you be a Yankees fan and not be in sheer panic mode right now? And, yeah, and the way the Yankees handle these injuries, too, it's like...
Well, what do you want them to tell you?
Well, not telling me anything makes me more concerned.
Yeah, but they don't know the course of action right now.
Right. Which worries the crap out of
so
me.
So Aaron Judge, fatigue, whatever you want to call it, has a pain in his abdomen. They send him for an MRI. Immediately you get the results because the MRI came back clean. He's fine. Now, he's not going to swing a bat. They're going to rest it to make sure he's ready for opening day.
Right.
But Gerrit Cole, having a hard time, you know, recovering the way he normally recovers. So goes, gets the MRI, has some soreness in his elbow, and we don't hear anything. In my experience with MRIs, if you get the news you want, you don't start seeking other
opinions. You know it's been read by the Yankees team doctor.
Immediately.
Yankees team doctor. Here's my analysis, which could be wrong, but this is my uninformed analysis.
Well, I don't think it's uninformed. This is
it's uninformed. I'm not hearing this from anyone.
I thought you were speaking as the Yankees doctor.
No. Is that he looks at it and he goes, "Ooh, you know what? We need other people to chime in." When you need other people to chime in and look and see and more imaging, whatever has to happen, that leads me to be very concerned
that there's something.
I mean,
this is not nothing.
No, I mean you heard the what? Can I play Michael K audio or no?
Yeah.
All right. You might have heard bits and pieces of this moments ago. Here's the full audio. He says Yankees would celebrate right now if Cole missed only 1 month.
I think, and this is just for me, it's not from anybody, if they lose him just for a month, they'll have a party. They'll have a celebratory party
if all this is
a month.
You just said a mouthful. That would be the... You're saying right now you believe that if we find out he's out a month... That would be good news.
It'd be unbelievable news. The worst fear is he's out the whole year. They should be celebrating. The Yankee front office would celebrate. Your biggest fear is if he's out the whole year. I mean, when they're doing MRIs on elbows, the first thing you think about is Tommy John surgery.
I don't understand why Don is so perplexed or challenged by what Michael is saying. Yes,
I don't think he understood.
If I told you right now, if the Yankees told you right now,
a month, you're pumped.
He would be back May 1. You would sign for that in a second.
In a second.
Because this has to go to, oh God, Gerrit Cole, and it's a direct correlation. Out for the season. If he's out for the season, we're not winning the whole thing.
Out for the season, World Series hopes.
Right. And what gives me more concern is you saw the report yesterday. They're now kicking the tires again on Dylan Cease. Why?
Well, you know why?
Because there's real concern about.
Because there's real concern. Yeah, this is usually what happens when you go for an MRI. I mean, you have whatever it is, and then you know you'll have your team doctor read it, or even your regular doctor. If it's just a regular person that goes in for an MRI and you see something that, here's my opinion, this is what we should do, and you don't necessarily like, you know, the suggestion. Well, I'm going to go see someone else and see what they say I should do. And you start seeing experts in certain, you know, whatever the issue is, you're going to see an expert in that issue.
I don't understand what's taking so long though.
Well, because they're not going to tell you until they figure out what they're doing.
Right. I get it. But you don't think that they have had 15 doctors look at what's going on with Gerrit Cole at this point? He had the MRI. Today's Wednesday. He had the MRI on Monday.
Right. So, but you'll send the results. You also, I mean, they're like, for my stuff, I would go see you. Like, the doctor would want to see you. Like, and you go, I would go see the doctor, and then he'd give me his assessment of what the injury is.
Right.
Or how we would treat it.
So, a doctor, this is a serious question. I don't know the answer. Like, would need to see you and examine you?
Well,
or
just
look at your imaging?
No. Like, when I told, yeah, but they still want to, you know, do all the tests. I mean, this could be different, but I told you, like when I was dealing with my knee stuff, I had a pain. I had this nerve pain.
Right.
And I went and saw, you name the doctors. I was seeing everyone that would, you know, had some idea what could be wrong. I had to go see Dr. Andrews. I couldn't just send him my MRI, and then he checked me out and told me, "No, I don't even know what this is. I can't help you." But I mean, this is, you're getting the opinions of the best at what they do in the elbow, and then he'll come to his final decision. I'm sure part of the conversation is, if there is some kind of, you know, tear in the UCL, is can I pitch through this?
Right.
Can we strengthen it? How long will this, like?
Can we rehab and get him back at some point?
In your experience, how long has this lasted?
Right. But here's the thing.
Am I delaying the inevitable?
Aaron Judge MRI, we know it's not serious. Quickly, we find out, maybe back this weekend. Very helpful for opening day.
But it's the same thing. It's the same reason why we didn't know Julius Randle's results immediately. Because there's obviously something going on in his shoulder.
Right.
So, I mean, I have one doctor.
No news is not good news.
No. So one doctor will tell me, hey, this is bad enough where I think I would do surgery just to make sure it doesn't happen again. And then you go see another guy. Oh, I've seen something like this. If we do, you know, if we put you on this strength program, we can have you return to action. And at some point we'll fix it. But yeah, the fact that you don't know, and he's off seeing, you know, other specialists for this. It's not.
They need to go to a second specialist is not good news. 1-800-919-3776. I'd ask the concern level around the Yankees and their pitching, but it has to be through the roof right now. This might be the nicest tweet I've ever gotten. Nick, the Jets fanatic. This is why no matter how much I hate you, I will never stop listening to this show. No, really?
Those are always my favorite.
Even if you hate us, if you still listen because you love the show, works for me. All right, we'll take a break. 1-800-919-3776. Yankees concern, and we're going to get into some politics later on the show as well. And, of course, Stump Rothenberg, a question. I have no idea what it's going to be about. It's DNR with you, 98.7 ESPN. So this is Ken Jennings' audio. All right, discover BetMGM, the sports betting app New Yorkers turn to for nonstop action. As an official sports betting partner of Madison Square Garden, the New York Knicks, and the New York Rangers, BetMGM meets New Yorkers at the world's greatest arena with same-game parlays, exclusive signature bets, and much more all season long. And as an authorized gaming partner of the NBA and an official sports betting partner of the NHL, BetMGM takes the show on the road for excitement every single night. Plus, as an official sports betting partner of the New York Jets, BetMGM makes every football game day the best it can possibly be. Download the BetMGM app today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly and offers resources to help you make appropriate choices. BetMGM.com for T's and C's. Must be 21 plus to wager. New York and New Jersey only. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, help is available. In New Jersey, call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 878-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY to 467-369.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo!
over here.
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
They made 4 Kung Fu Pandas?
Kung Fu Panda.
That's right.
Was there a clamoring for like a third and a fourth?
Kung Fu Panda's a big franchise.
I think there's a real chance Jack Black sees how quick your hands are. You're in Kung Fu Panda 5. Yeah.
I think so.
Which animal does Dave play?
Especially when you do the shake weight one?
Yeah.
I think your Freudian slip is right. Kung Fu Panda.
Wow. What did you say?
You'd be in Kung Fu Panda.
That's what Rick said, but he corrected himself quickly. Kung Fu Panda.
I'm very
which animal
focused
would
on
be?
The show. Rick. So you guys take me off track, and then I get curious and I ask questions. I'm not doing it. You go. You guys want to, the three of you, talk about which animal or whatever? Go ahead. I'll step out. Jennings' audio.
I don't.
I'll step out.
Rick, which animal? There's a lot to choose from.
Raymond, I don't think we can do it right now.
There's a lot to choose from.
No, unless you want him to all of a sudden go
rogue. I'm not going
to
do it.
And start playing sounds
He's
and everything
going
else.
Rogue anyway.
Here's Sauce Gardner.
If you really know what it is, what it takes to win.
Here's OG Ananobi.
You know, I can just turn that off, right?
Mike Greaney.
If you're a Giant and you're calling,
that's right.
Just for me.
You know what I'll do? Here's
what I'll do. If you're a Giant, it's just for me. It's not from anybody.
You'll break the system.
Well, then it's a poor system to begin with.
I don't think it was designed to play 10 cuts at the same time.
No. Why? They haven't known the genius that I bring to the table.
That's genius?
Yeah, that's right.
Did we all think Shohan's at last week when he had his little nervous breakdown and started changing his voice?
I got the phone lines lit up. I got bananas thrown in my face. My thing is now called RJ. Something's got to give.
I thought that was it.
Like
that
was Bob with shoes in here. Oh, my God. I could call hockey.
Like that was the one time deal. Like you just had a bad day and you lost it a little.
No. I'll have bad days all the time if I want.
You know better.
Clearly.
See, the problem is if, like, God forbid Dave, I don't know, like went on a car stealing spree.
What?
Or committed some kind of crime.
Why would I go on a car stealing spree?
And we were investigated and interviewed by like the FBI or the police.
Did you see any warning signs?
Yeah, and I'd be like, yeah.
Rather than incriminating myself for not doing anything, I'm just going to give you some audio of shows past, and you make your own determination.
He played all the audio we have on the board. He impersonated...
Well, yeah, like, that's a direct correlation. You know, they have people in the slammer for years. What was he... How did you know? He played all the audio at the same time.
Yeah, what about this, though?
I'm Brad Sham here, Cowboys announcer. Look at that, Eli Manning.
What about this?
Kenny Albert here. I wrote a book. Look at me.
Is Frank Kelly in the jail? Look at that.
What about this, though?
You should be sent to an island where only you live. Slap him. Slap him right across the face. Oh.
Is that what the kids these days are calling it? The slammer?
Yeah, I like carrots.
The slammer.
You've been using some old school
What do you mean? The slammer.
The slammer.
Hey, Floozy. Get the slammer, you Floozy.
Again, I'm not falling for your bait.
No, I won't do it. Nope. No more baiting.
Nope. I'm not. I'm not getting involved. Are you guys done? You ready to get into the sports aspect of the show?
I'm done baiting.
Ha ha! You can't get us. Look at this!
I can't see it.
A promo for the DNR pregame. May the 2nd.
Republicans.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
Oh, right. Boy.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, boy. All right, you ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
This is brilliant that you're seeing this for the first time right now.
Well, because now it's 7:25.
As he's poking at it.
I mean, RJ, it says read 7:25. No. It's 7:26. It makes more sense than anything ever has.
And that was a genuine reaction. I loved it.
The DNR party is back. The pregame party. We're heading out to Publicans again in Manhasset on Long Island, Thursday, May 2nd. Then walking over to the Manhasset train station, and we'll ride the LIRR together to Citi Field for the 2nd annual pregame party ahead of Mets Cubs before we go into the game at 1:10. And so help me God, we'll be in that game at 1:10.
Yeah, we will be. So if you're talking to Dave anytime near 1:10, just know he's going to leave.
That's right. If we're in the parking lot signing an autograph, you know, whatever we do. Playing cornhole. It gets to 1:00. Thank you very much. I'm in. Hang on.
Oh.
That's Thursday, May the 2nd. Publicans again in Manhasset. Then right to Citi Field. We will see you there.
Can I interest you in an autograph stamp?
Yes.
Could we get you so that can you write your name nicely so people can read it and we'll get you a stamp and you can just stamp?
Yes. I don't know how that works.
I think we could just do it. RJ, Google that if we can get a Dave Rothenberg autograph stamp.
Well, I don't think you have to look if it's a Dave Rothenberg autograph
stamp.
I think
you can see if that's something you can do.
You can do
it. I think you can write your name, how, like, and we can make it legible. So we're just not getting like a D and a random R.
Right.
It just looks like
I would love that.
That would be nice.
And I'll do as many takes as I need to.
Until it's nice.
Until it's perfect. Okay. And then you use that stamp.
Yep.
I didn't even know that existed.
You also didn't know that Reed existed.
Yeah, right. You can get stamps for $14, $12.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Any stamps?
No.
What?
Just move on.
It was dirty?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. See, his mind is so debaucherous that he says things that I don't even understand.
He doesn't even think about it.
No.
It's a sad thing.
It's like I'm in a...
It's a reflex.
Yeah, it's a reflex.
I'm in a John Hughes film.
It's like your hand speed.
You want to get to a call or two?
I think we should take a lot of calls.
John in Forest Hills. Hi, John.
Not at the same time.
Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, John.
I was just thinking about Gerrit Cole and what you were saying a month. And I know that the Yankees with Masahiro Tanaka, they were very conservative. And so I think that they thought that he might need UCL surgery, but... It turned out that he was out like a month, maybe a month and a half.
Didn't he have a torn ligament,
he
though?
Did. Yeah,
career.
Partially, yeah.
Yeah.
He pitched through it.
So, you know.
Well, here's the thing, though.
You got to hope.
John, here's the thing.
Gerrit Cole in this situation.
Yeah, right. And thanks for the phone call. Here's the thing, though. I mean, as an athlete, too, as just anyone, is you want to get as much information as possible, and then you make your own decision. The Yankees can't force him to get Tommy John.
Of course not.
If he doesn't want to get Tommy John. Like if he's told by a doctor, like if the Yankees doctor say, hey, listen, this is what we would do. We would do surgery. And he says, no, I'd like a second opinion, third opinion. And one of those doctors says to him, hey, you know, we've seen, you know, with this size tear, we've seen, you know, guys pitch through it, put you on the strength program, and then you can get through the season. Kind of also knowing the fact that this is one of those seasons that's unique because of how all in you are with not knowing what's going to happen with Soto and then the amount of free agents you're going to have this offseason.
If you, I just, again, I look at this big picture. You don't have Gerrit Cole. And again, if he misses, because I heard the guy say, and if you told me he'd be back midway through the season, if you told me he'd be back for the postseason and 100%, I think you would be fine if you're the Yankees fan. My major concern is that this is going to be season-ending surgery, and you can't overcome that. You can overcome a month or two or whatever. I don't think that would be all that much of an issue.
No, I mean, it's going to be an issue because he's that good and there are question marks behind him. But
yeah,
I think
but
offensively, you'll be fine. You'll be good enough.
Offense should be excellent.
I think the conversation
season.
Is more what the expectation and the goal for this team is, which is to win a World Series. No Gerrit Cole means.
You can't.
No.
You can't.
No, I don't think you can.
I mean, you can bring in Dylan Cease or you can make a play for Shane Bieber. There is no Gerrit Cole.
No, and then you also have the ability, just money-wise, to go, I mean, they made an offer to Blake Snell. That still exists. The Jordan Montgomery is still out there.
But they're not. If you told me they added Montgomery or Snell behind Gerrit Cole, yeah, that's a great luxury to have. If you told me they bring him in to replace Gerrit Cole, it's not enough.
No, I'm right there with you. But now you sit and wait and hope that it's nothing too serious.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll get to your calls on the Yankees, where we stand, what level of concern you have, because it has to be, I would imagine, completely through the roof. We'll do Stump Rothenberg. Rick has a question. We haven't heard it. We don't know anything about it. 1-800-919-3776. And also some Weezer tickets. Tell you how to get involved in that, because I'm looking ahead on 98.7 ESPN.
FanDuel's putting the ball in your court for the rest of the NBA season because right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $200 if your bet wins. Bet on the NBA with a wide range of bet types. You got quick bets, live same game parlays, player props, and so much more. Visit FanDuel.com/Rick and make your first bet a layup. FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. Must be 21 and older and physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Joseph Hellman sends an email in. Dave, you and Ray should fight. I'm talking sumo wrestling style. Both of you half naked on the mat fighting it out with Kay, Greeny, OG, and Hart audio blasting in the background. I want to see this happen. Hashtag best show ever. Best Joseph, why does everyone want to see physical confrontation?
Well, first of all, what he just described is not fighting. It's just two men running into each other.
I'm not doing anything. Here's the thing, Ray. I'm not fighting anybody. I just turned 51 years old. The last thing I'm doing is fighting you or RJ or Rick or Kay or anybody. Why do people always go, there's an argument, a disagreement, you guys should fight? Because, why?
Because arguments, disagreements are very frequent on this show.
Okay, very fine. Frequent. But why would they? What kind of a society are we that everyone's first thought is fight each other?
A violent society.
That's really a shame. Rather than talk it out, rather than verbally spar, throw punches at his face and is what should happen.
And that's what we did, very verbally and audio wise spar.
Well, you feel this way because you're 51.
Well, I don't understand why it always devolves to fight him.
Sure. What is the age, though, if we scale back the time machine, where you would be like, you know what? Okay, let's brawl.
No, I wouldn't want to do that ever.
No, I think you had an age.
I mean, there was an age where I was capable of getting into a scrape, but I wouldn't want it to devolve to that. I don't want to fight anybody.
You see video all the time of older folks engaging in fisticuffs.
You just call me older folks?
I didn't say you.
Well, you said older folks. Well, why do you think he's so hysterical right behind
you? Listen, you are 51 now.
I know. Well, it's not like you're 12.
Yeah, but I feel pretty young.
This is not going well. Today is...
I'm still in the fighting range, I guess.
So if I said yes, let's do this, you'd be like, all right, let's go out.
Yeah, let's go right now.
But there's videos of older folks.
And you think that, and this is the one time that you just find it hysterical, you start laughing a little.
I think. Listen, I'm not saying you should do that, but I saw the comments of, because there are a lot of pictures you posted yesterday for the birthday. I did see the every once in a while. Wow, Dave looks great.
What do you mean? What pictures did I post?
No, of you. Like, we posted from the show accounts and the station account.
Right.
And Dave slimming down looks great for his age, this and that. So there's banana talking
here. Yeah, no, I understand. There's a banana draft going on right now. I get the second pick?
Yep.
See, it's so far away, I can't really see the bananas. I'm going to take that one.
Put your glasses on.
Yeah, that one. Did I take the right one?
It has questions.
You'll know when you see it.
Uh-huh, it
great.
Has questions.
So I got the grotesque brown spotted banana now.
They all kind of got brown spots on them today.
Yeah. I walked. Oh, yeah, this is not not a great looking banana. But the guy I walked by on the street, I mean, his bananas look like they just came from a shelter.
They're having real issues.
Yeah, they're real
Starbucks
real problems.
Took them right off the, they're not even serving them.
Well, how'd you get these bananas?
Well, there's because there's two. That's what takes me so long.
Oh.
I got to go through two and Starbucks none. And she showed me. She's like, well, I got these two. I was like, they're...
Yeah. Weezer is coming to Madison Square Garden Wednesday, September the 11th for their Voyage to the Blue Planet Tour. ESPN New York has your chance to score tickets at ESPNNewYork.com or on the ESPN New York app. Just scroll down to contest and submit your entry. Brought to you by Live Nation. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 o'clock in the morning at Ticketmaster.com. Let's go to... we haven't talked to him in a bit. And I think his calls have... devolved into not being great anymore, but hopefully he starts a new trend. And that Shooter in Stanford. Hi, Shooter, you're on 98.7.
Good morning, boys. Good morning, companies. How you guys doing?
What's up, Shooter?
The May 5th get together. That's
May
right
2nd.
Pickleball.
Oh yeah, May 2nd. So that's quite the week for us and public appearance.
Yeah.
May 2nd will be publicans over to Citi Field. May 5th, pickleball. Yes.
Yeah, so that's a lot, man. Now I'm gonna have to choose. I can't probably do both. I'd love to hang out with you guys again. That was a great time, by the way. All listeners, the Mets game was amazing. And pickleball will, of course, be fantastic.
Shooter, tell the people how accessible and kind Rick and I were during that Mets tailgate.
I mean, you guys were basically hanging out with us like you were our boys. Like it was a tailgate with your friends. Everyone's hanging out. Everyone's having fun. We had the cornhole game, of course, where, you know, you were the champ.
That's
you were the champs. We could probably redo that again if you want. I don't know if Rick will want to play again, but we'll see.
Would you want another shot in cornhole?
Potentially.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't feel like we had our best day.
All right, Shooter, what's your question? What do you got today?
Wait, I also want to mention that, Dave, you were a really good partner. Because I remember at one point I started to lose it a little bit, and you're like, Shooter, don't get cute. Get it together.
That's right.
So I hope that carries over to pickleball with you and Rick.
Don't worry. I'm an elite teammate. Elite.
I believe it. I believe it. So my question is, with football free agency, who do you guys think had the biggest impact? Well, what team do you think did the best, had the best free agency? And second, what player do you think swayed the odds for maybe a Super Bowl win this year if I was going to throw down like $20 right now?
That's a good question. Was there a player?
Super Bowl win?
I mean, I think Kirk Cousins will just have a huge impact because quarterback has the biggest impact. I like what the Eagles did.
Right, as far as numbers are concerned, too, when you looked at Atlanta's Vegas odds to win the division pre-Kirk Cousins, post-Kirk Cousins, they've moved quite a bit because of how important that position is.
Well, right now, if I said to you, who did you expect to win the NFC South on Sunday?
Tampa.
Who do you expect to win it now?
I think there's a chance that Atlanta's now a team that you have to talk about.
All right, so does anyone change from I don't think they have a chance to they have a chance?
To win what? Their division?
I mean, they're not going to win the whole thing, but I mean, I think they took the biggest leap as to, I mean, Derrick Henry maybe puts Baltimore over the top because that's a position that they needed, right? Like, maybe is that their finishing piece? Bryce Huff and Saquon makes Philadelphia a better team.
Yeah, listen, the Eagles have done some, Howie Roseman's really
good at what he does. Leonard Floyd signing is good for his Niners.
What the Giants have done? The Giants are a much better team now.
I think the Giants are a much better team than they were a couple days ago.
Who else? No, I mean, I think you.
Christian Wilkins is a big signing.
It's a big signing.
I like what the Texans have done. I think adding Joe Mixon and Danielle Hunter is big.
Right. I was saying this, guys, before the show. I mean, that Miami Dolphins team now, that defense.
They got ravaged.
They don't even get ravaged, though. But you're talking, Chubb's coming off an ACL.
Right.
Jalen Phillips coming off an Achilles. You lost Van Ginkel. You lost Wilkins. You lost Xavier Howard.
Right.
I mean, that's a lot of pieces on your defense.
A lot of
pieces on your defense.
Jalen Ramsey will be back, though.
Yeah, he will be back.
Well, they're going to have to outscore you next year.
Well, they better hope so. And they better hope it's nice out. Nice weather. Not too cold.
I don't buy it to Miami.
No. I just don't
think that they're going to wind up going all that far.
And on top of that, what Buffalo lost? Right? I mean, I was listening to First Take yesterday. They've given some of that. Gabe Davis hasn't been great for them, but just as far as, like, and Shannon Sharpe had the stat.
Jacksonville.
Yeah. Shannon Sharpe had the stat, like, I mean, of 70%, RJ might know this, 70% of, it could be higher than that, but I think it was 70% of Gabe Davis's catches were for first downs or touchdowns. That's a huge percentage.
Yeah, it is.
So it works both ways. So I did see that. That is a high percentage. He also, when he was leaving, was tweeting, I believe, about his targets.
Because, he wasn't happy.
Well, I saw Bill Barnwell wrote about this. Targets work both ways. Like, you get targets when you're open. You know what I mean?
That's usually important, yep.
Yeah, so.
Seem like a lot of happy people in Buffalo. Yeah. Steph Diggs doesn't sound like he's happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it doesn't seem like he's ever happy.
No, it does not. But good for me. As long as Aaron Rodgers stays, you know, sticks around.
Karen Veenstra tweets in, don't do it, Ray. Dave is the kind of guy who would black out with rage and go into Hulk mode, be illegally scrappy. Look how he reacts to football. Forget throwing remotes out the window. He'd throw you out the window, no problem.
You see video all the time of older folks engaging in fisticuffs.
you missed it. Yeah, he called me an older folks.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
Why?
I wasn't talking about Dave specifically there. If that's how he took it, I can't help how he feels.
Well, and he gave you a Dave apology.
He didn't give me any apology.
But that's a Dave apology.
No, it's not really an apology.
If what he said offended you at all.
Well, because he's going after my age. Well, my point was, why does it always devolve into let's fight? It's so bizarre to me.
Like, I don't think I do that.
No, you don't. But like, I get calls and emails and texts continuously. You guys should fight. Well, it stemmed from, I got an email from a guy that said, you guys should fight out on like Columbus Avenue with all the audio that you just played
like
playing behind
that.
You.
I'd like to watch that.
I don't want
to
fight
people
anybody.
People like fights.
Why?
Like violence.
You don't think that's weird?
I mean, I think it's partly what makes MMA so popular.
When would you say you were in your physical peak to fight? Like, you did a picket age.
Fight?
Yeah.
I mean, I was in great shape as a teenager, but I was skinny. I don't think I would have been a great fighter. I don't think I was ever a great fighter.
What I'm getting
probably
at.
Probably 8 when he smashed the kid in the face of the racket.
Now is as good a time as any then, Dave. It's time to get in a brawl.
Maybe back on. You do it. I don't know if that's how it would. I don't know. Not sure that's how I'd phrase it, but.
Hey, you do you.
Yeah, it's almost like the whole Skip Bayless almost mishap.
Yeah, at that point,
he put the comb.
At that point, yeah. I'm backing out. I'm good.
Strap it in.
Nobody want to fight you again.
Yeah, right. You come up, you show up like that,
chasing him with a weapon.
You show up strapped on like that.
Well, then let's go. You can't fight that kind of crazy.
We did say like Anchorman, you can get one weapon. So. One non-weapon.
That's
weapon.
Right.
Fitting you were watching Anchorman clips before the show.
Thanks, Rick. Decides, like you pull out a chest of weapons, and that's the one he chooses. You're like, I can't fight this guy.
It's crazy.
There's no way I can fight this guy.
That's like the guy in the NFL game. It's like -20, and he comes out shirtless. You're like, oh,
I hate that guy. Odell did that in 2015.
They all did in Green Bay.
Yeah.
You know who regrets it?
Saquon also came out shirtless.
Yeah, Saquon also, yeah.
You're a jackwagon.
You know who regrets it? Those Chiefs fans.
The amputees.
Who have, like, limbs now
that's
taken?
It's not good.
No. Thanks, RJ.
Thanks.
You're living in hyperbaric chambers.
We're going to have to remove your finger. This is not good.
It's not good.
Oh.
It's not what you want.
Like, that's great news.
Mr. Johnson, we're going to have to take the arm. Yeah, Doc, is that good? No, not good.
That's not good. Great news. Left foot, we're going to have to take it.
Imagine having to explain that. What happened? Went to a football game.
It tailgated.
Oh.
That's not great.
That's why you need those foot warmers.
I don't think foot warmers at that dead -30.
I think they help.
Doing that much help.
I think they help. I think if you put the
probably
foot warmer
not safe, like, but NFL,
right in
probably,
the shoe?
Right, probably not safe to have a game when it's -30.
It's probably not great.
For your fans.
No. And I would think that...
Because you know they're going to show up. They can't help.
Older fans can't. You can't go.
Someone your age. No chance.
I could go.
Not what Raymond thinks.
I could bear the elements better than he
could
bear the elements.
You see video all the time of older folks engaging in fisticuffs.
Unbelievable. It's so nasty.
When I came in with the speckled bananas, I heard RJ dying laughing.
Yeah.
And I felt like I missed out.
You did.
I did.
I mean, you missed 5 minutes of the show and you could miss laughs for a week.
Ugh.
That's the problem.
This is what I get. But you had a beautiful banana.
Well, thank you for the banana.
Thanks for listening to the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.